RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
But couldn't get any in the fourth quarter because it wasn't his turn. He has been getting murdered nationally for this. Yes. And it's weird because he did what he was supposed to do, but for some reason, it makes me angrier thinking back to the week before.
Because you think about what could have been.
Yeah.
There's only six plays, though, Mike. Mike Bryson was only six plays. We want to talk about six plays.
Yeah, right.
The man had 36 carries and four touchdowns. 216 yards, Mike.
But that's why he said, this is why I work out and take care of my body the way I do. I'm built for this.
Yeah, but their offensive line is built for the same thing. They go out and they draft these big guys. They put them up front. They're maulers. That's what you want to see. Then go and let them maul. They're not good pass protectors. They can't drop back. They can't back up. But they can go forward. And that's what they do best. Let them do their jobs.
Mike, Snoop the manager, game manager on Saturday.
Very, very well done. Very effective. And I give a tip of the hat to Todd Monken.
Yes.
Did a nice job with him. And he threw a lot of safe passes. But the first one he threw was to Mark Andrews on that little corner route. And I'm like, yep, he's got him in the game now.
Did he throw anything over 12 yards?
I don't think so.
I don't think any attempt. I'm not talking about the completion may have been over 12 yards, but I don't think the ball traveled more than 12 yards.
No. Man, did you watch those cats in the fourth quarter with their hands on their hips on defense? They didn't want to tackle.
No.
There was a time where a defensive back was out there. He's like, man, come on. It was almost as bad as that 360-pound offensive lineman catching a pass yesterday. And the DB's out there like, are you me? You want me to tackle him? The largest player to ever catch a 20-plus yard pass.
You don't want to tackle anybody in the cold.
Oh.
No.
I think the greatest thing ever was not the cheese head, the cheese grater head.
Yeah. That's
that
awesome.
That was cool. Hey, Jeremy, the Ravens getting their BGs on, man, staying alive.
Yeah, look, there's a big thanks to the Browns, even though the Browns, I don't know if you saw their Twitter post from the Cleveland Browns Twitter handle. It's like, yeah, we ain't do that for you. Yeah, I mean, look, there's no love lost there, but it did make for an exciting weekend. It gave you something, like you're up Saturday night. It gave you something to be excited for on Sunday, and then you had to watch that hot mess. And you're watching like, all right, they got the game in hand. Shador, where are you going? Where are you throwing that to? No. Ah, God. But their defense, what did you say? They held them out of the end zone?
Yeah, that was the first game all year they held somebody out of his zone.
They were very good. Pittsburgh's offense is dead.
Without DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin, and you pointed out Washington, who are you throwing the football to?
They don't
to?
Have anybody to throw the ball to. That's why there were times in the first quarter, was third and four, and he tossed to the right. And I was like, toss? Then in the fourth quarter, he did it again, and I'm like, man, this looks like the WWE. This is kind of what I thought would happen.
Follow the script. By the way, I texted out buddies from the fan in Cleveland after the game. I said, that hurt, didn't he? He said, yeah, it hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Helping you guys out. Well, it's either way. They hate both teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all Cleveland has. I mean,
yeah, being spoilers.
What else do they have?
Spoilers.
My favorite thing about this is that there were people in Cleveland saying, just for once, the Ravens fans get to know what it's like to be a Browns fan. Wait until they have the lead and they let you down all the way at the end. And you're sitting there watching it going, well, damn, he was right, didn't he? And then they got the stop.
Mike, Nate the not so great on Saturday.
What are you talking about?
Nate Wiggins.
Oh. D.
You got a D?
D. Yeah, and I was being nice.
That's an individual D. grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, just him alone. Missed a lot of tackles. Got eaten up quite a bit. And there were times it was their entire defense. There were times they looked lost. I mean, just where they gave up receptions of 39, 30, 34 yards. What is going on?
I can't figure this league out, man.
Yeah.
It ain't even the league. I got to figure the Ravens out. I mean, there was the one where they threw it over across the middle, and then you look at Kyle Hamilton. He's like looking around, like, Hey, Roquan, you're supposed to be.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of traffic direction out there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
14 did a lot of directing traffic on Saturday. Yeah,
Mr. Gilman, you're supposed to be. No, I'm not.
We're going back to where we were at the beginning of the year. You don't know where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Why is that?
Why is that?
In this time of year, in this game, you got one more left in the regular season, and you're still having those problems? That shouldn't happen.
That's a problem, big-time problem. Hey, Jeremy, let's say Lamar's healthy. Do you play Lamar or do you play Snoop?
Is that a question?
Yeah, that's a question.
No, man, come on. Like, I understand. So the one thing, I saw Shannon Sharp say this, and I know everybody's going to beat me up for this, but I'm going with Snoop in this final game. Now, if Lamar is healthy is the key. If you're telling me that because he's not healthy, you can still do the same thing in that game with Lamar that you just did with Snoop and have a better passer back there.
Yeah, you can because now you can throw the ball. You have attempts past 12 yards.
That's my only point with it. If he's not healthy and there's still something barking, I get it. Go in there and run the football and do what the Browns did, but I'm not making the switch. Well, guy threw for 100 yards, man. Come on.
Well, he had five yards in
the
attempt.
The thing is, you can't do the things he did, like running up the middle on those screens. I mean, on those draws. Lamar can't do that because he's not healthy enough. I agree with you to say if he's healthy enough, you play him. But if he isn't healthy enough, and we don't know. We actually, none of us know.
Yeah.
Then to me, that's the X factor.
Well, that's the determination. I think that's what Jeremy's saying. If he can't do those things, then yeah, you don't play
him. But he can't do some of those plays like those quarterback draws. You don't want to risk him doing that. And there was one of them, he ran to the outside on the perimeter, and I'm like, he did it to keep their defense honest, but you don't want to do that either with Lamar. That's just the case.
Speaking of Snoop, we'll take a look at his game at 6:30, but on the other side, 3 and out on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Monday morning quarterback, Ravens win 41-24 over the Green Bay Packers. Ravens are now 8-8 on the year with a showdown for Sunday Night Football up in Pittsburgh against those Steelers. Jeremy Kahn, who's your up?
My up. Oh, this is fun. I'm going to give it to Huntley. And again, like, obviously there's a clear up, and I'm sure somebody's going to get to him.
Yep.
But look, I know I'm sitting here talking about he threw for 100 yards. He managed the game. He did everything he was supposed to do in that game to help them win. Can't fault him for it. Tip of the cap, especially with the way that things were going. And once you saw him get a double-digit lead, you're like, yeah, I've seen this one before. But they held on, and Huntley made a big play, especially at the end there.
Who's your down?
My down is, where was this last week, man? Like, I know we're going to say this over and over, and you give them credit for figuring it out, but you shouldn't have had to. Like, the Tennessee Titans would get to December and go, hey, bud, it's on you. We're just going to give you the ball 35 times and see what happens. Have you seen who's on the Tennessee Titans roster? Like, they went over it last night. They could still, if they hadn't traded everybody away, they would have Malik Willis, A.J. Brown. They'd have Derrick Henry. I mean, they were going on and on with all these players, and you're like, well, damn. And Malik Willis, we understand what happened there. But the problem is when you have a guy like that and you see what he did last night and he gives you that's only six plays and then we go, Well, you had six plays on the first drive. Four of them were given to Henry, and he ran in a 21-yard touchdown run. What are you talking about? You know how you get more than six plays? By picking up a first down in three of those plays. That's how you get more. And he would have been the best benefactor of that. So I just, if it would have happened last week, think about how great this week could have been.
My up, Derrick Henry. 36 carries, 216 yards, four touchdowns. He's now the NFL's all-time leader for 200-yard games in which he had two or more touchdowns. All-time leader. He passed the Ladainian Tomlinson and O.J. Simpson in that stat. He's had more 200-yard games. These are just 200-yard games where he had two or more touchdowns.
It's unreal.
That guy. We're watching a Hall of Famer at work. We're watching a Hall of Famer at work who's still at the top of his game. It's not like Pittsburgh. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback whose better days are behind him.
You know,
we have a Hall of Fame running back who's still at the top of his game.
They were talking about him. There was that picture of him in Green Bay going up those stairs. You know, the I guess that infamous whatever. They were saying, you watch him. He has the greatest game against the Packers at Lambeau Field that any running back's ever had. And they were saying, is he the greatest running back to ever play the game? And maybe it seems a little weird to say that, but like you could make a case that he, I mean, look at his size and there was nobody that had that. And maybe we talk about another Derrick Henry 20 years down the line. There were some big backs, but I ain't never seen anything this big.
He was a beast. There's just some big backs, but you know, I think it's all relative. Earl Campbell in my childhood was a big back. Earl Campbell was 40 pounds lighter than Derrick Henry.
John Riggins was a big back. Not like this guy.
Yeah. This is different, man. My down? He had seven tackles. He should have had 17 tackles. Nate Wiggins.
Damn.
He missed about 10 of them. When your cornerback has seven tackles, that means he's getting picked on. He had no pass defenses. Zero PD. Zero. He got destroyed. He got absolutely destroyed on Saturday. I love Nate Wiggins. But Nate, man, ever since DK Metcalf abused you at home 2-3 weeks ago, you ain't been the same, man. You got some self-esteem issues. You need to check. You need to get a checkup from the neck up right now. I'm serious, man. I love Nate. I'm not trying to drag Nate. I love me some Nate Wiggins, but Nate has not been right since DK Metcalf took him to task. Hadn't been right since then. Mike Preston. Who's
the Steelers ain't been right since then either.
You're right.
Both guards, Daniel Falele and Andrew Voorhees. I mean, they played pretty well. I mean, and they've taken a lot of heat, and I've been on them probably more than anyone else. But you go back and you look at some of that game film, they ran a lot right at the guards, and those guys were getting their feet on the ground, and they had position. And that's the key to being an offensive lineman, is if you can get inside the body, turn the hips one way or the other, turn the head, you're in pretty good shape. And they did a nice job, 307 yards rushing. They had 414 yards of total offense. That's a pretty, pretty good day. And my down is – their secondary again. They just looked lost. Like, what's going on here? Why can't we cover? They're questioning each other. Who's supposed to be here? Supposed to be there?
Is it safe to say the entire defense at times looked lost?
Yeah.
Everybody other than the defensive line, linebackers and DBs, looked lost.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree.
The communication is just, it's often, but it's communication that's, we don't know what we're doing.
That's why you're still figuring if they could get this solved. And I don't know if they ever will, because it's been going on for a couple years. I mean, 2 years now with him as Zach Orr as the defensive coordinator.
When do you make the move?
You got to be concerned about that.
When do you make the move? I mean, do you say, well, he's had 2 years under his belt, so year three will be the right one? I don't think so, Mike.
It would be interesting to see what John Harbaugh does at the end of the year. I mean, when this is over. Said and done.
Could there be a change, in your opinion, Jeremy, at both the offensive and defensive coordinator spots?
I have no idea. I don't know what to expect. I mean, I think there's changes somewhere, regardless.
Could there be a change in the guy who decides about the offensive coordinator?
That's what I told you. I said this week, for Steelers fans and Ravens fans who want Harbaugh gone, it's like, man, we got a chance to get in the playoffs, but are we going to do anything? But if we lose, there's a chance they could get rid of Harbaugh or Tomlin. What the hell do we want to happen? I know everybody wants them to win, but I've talked to people. They're like, I don't want them to win this game. I want them to get rid of Harbaugh.
I've had people say that to me, too, also.
I don't feel that way, but, man, I feel like every time it's happened when people are talking about whether or not Harbaugh should be here, something goes right in his favor, and then it links him for another 3 or 4 years.
Here's the problem I have. Anything shy of the Super Bowl, the conversation should still be on the table.
Well, that's not true.
Anything shy of that.
Harbaugh said Super Bowl or bust wasn't a real thing.
And I got that. But you're right, he did say that.
That was for the guys at the end of the bar.
But, I don't understand why getting to the playoffs saves his job.
Well, we'll find out.
It shouldn't. Anything shy of the Super Bowl.
If you went into the weekend, you ask yourself, okay, if they don't get this done and they're out of the playoffs, when is the owner going to step up and when is he going to speak and address the situations with this team, the coaching staff? That has to be addressed and soon. But they extended it for another week, possibly two. And that's where we're all kind of lost. But I've had people ask the same question that they asked Jeremy. So I would prefer that they lose rather than win so we can get better positions in the draft and so forth. Yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Is there a Harbaugh or Lamar decision to make, in your opinion, Preston?
You got to make a decision on one or the other.
So you don't think both can be here next year together?
They can be if he wants to decide that, but somewhere along the line.
When you say he wants to decide, you mean Bisciotti or do you
owner.
Mean Lamar?
He's the owner.
Because there was an interesting article that came out over the weekend.
That was very good, Jeremy.
Thank you. There was an interesting article that had a lot to say about Lamar, and it made its way around the
national media. I don't know. Who wrote that?
Let me check it up.
Something about not being attentive in meetings.
The Baltimore Moon?
No.
Oh, the Sun.
The Sun.
Yeah.
Sun. Was that written by the professor?
Man, Mike, did you expect all that? Mike, you get some national love.
Mike, what grade did you give that column?
Oh, that's an A. That's A plus. That's the first A plus I've ever given on a report card grade, but I'm giving that one an A plus.
Mike Preston became a household name this weekend. Not in just Maryland, everywhere.
Every household start calling Mike Preston names.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know something? And when I wrote it, I was like, man, and the blowback was significant. And I'm like, whoa, why is it? And I kept saying, why is it so incredible? Well, there wasn't anything else going on. I mean, the president was in Mar-a-Lago, so he wasn't blowing up any boats out there in the sea. he wasn't doing anything. There was nothing on the social media that was taking this over. And I'm like,
yeah, Mike Preston got his 1999 on.
Yeah.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray.
Yeah, you became Old Testament face's best friend, Nick Wright, because he had wrote something about Nick Wright from Fox. Like the he wrote something last week about Lamar being immature and all that. And as soon as you wrote what you wrote, he was like, I'm jumping aboard, piggybacking. Yes, Mike Preston, my man.
We go around the NFL at 6:45, but on the other side, Lamar Jackson did not start on Saturday. Snoop did. We have a quarterback review up next on The Fan.
A+. I mean, A+. Give him 2 pluses on top of that. Maybe 3. That's how it was. I mean, it couldn't have been any better. And I just thought some of the clutch plays, the kind of plays that you have to make. And then, you know, I see Tyler every day in practice, so I'm not surprised. I see him execute every day in practice. But for him to make the third down conversions, the scramble plays, the throws, the on-time throws, the accurate throws that he made, to run the offense in Lambeau Field, I mean, it's loud. In Lambeau Field, to run the offense the way he did, make the checks the way he did, get us in the plays we needed to get in, just A+.
You calm down, John Harbaugh. You don't give out the grades around here. Mike Preston does. He gave him a B. So backpedal a little bit there. It's not your job here, man.
A++.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. You know what I mean? Listen, I give him credit. I give Todd Monken a lot of credit because they stuck to the script. Man didn't throw a pass over 12 yards.
Safe throws.
Everything safe.
Everything. Quick turnarounds. I give him credit for the timing patterns. He threw some of those very quickly, but that's what you need to do when you have a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And the thing about Huntley was at least he had a week to prepare for this,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to before when Lamar got hurt and then all of a sudden the scout team quarterback becomes your starter. He had a full week. So I give him his props. He did a nice job. He managed the game well, and he did what needed to be done, and that was to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry.
Your thoughts on that, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've talked about it. He did everything he was supposed to do to win a game. I think I've said this before. There are three types of quarterbacks. You got your guys you expect to manage the game. You got your playmakers, and you got your guys that do both. They know when it's time to manage the game. They know when it's time to make a play. And I feel like Tyler Huntley has been the perfect game manager if you put him in such... Like, if you're going to go out there and run the football efficiently with Derrick Henry, it's going to make him so much better.
Yeah.
I still can't believe they gave him the ball 36 times to help this cat out, but he played well. I mean, this is the problem I have. It's sometimes when we start looking at statistics and getting caught up in all that, and it's very easy to go, look, he threw for 100 yards. But there are certain offenses where guys' numbers are going to be different. We've talked about this. You're never going to have a leading receiver for this Baltimore Ravens team the way that they run their offense, because the running game is going to be predicated. Right. Everything's going to be predicated off of that. You're not going to see a team that's usually trailing by three touchdowns and getting those junk points that you see some of these guys get. So I don't look at it from a statistical standpoint, although it is kind of hard to go, look how many times he threw the ball. Look how many yards he got. He didn't have to do much. But
leading receiver had 30 yards.
Yeah. But the play at the end, he did make the play to kind of say, hey, he ain't coming back today.
Right.
So he deserves all the credit in the world.
410-583-1057 is the number, but I agree with you. I was watching the game on Saturday getting angry. Like, dude, I mean, come on, seriously? Now, this is when you want to do this? This could have been done. And I'm not saying that Derrick Henry can't carry the ball 36 times every game. He cannot do that. But Derrick Henry has to be on the field when the game is on the line. Don't tell me that it's somebody else's turn. He has to be on the field when the game is on the line. That's your guy.
So, Rob, you didn't buy the rotation line?
Man, get out of here. Get out of here.
It's in the rotation.
What was that? I know he talked about it, but what was that little play sheet he had in front of him? He said he has it every week. I hadn't noticed that.
I didn't see a play sheet every week. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Joe, I know we had sound about that. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but did anybody else like listen to that and hear him talk about it? Because he was asked. He's like, oh, I've had it all the time.
I only listen to it when I come here because I have to.
Yeah.
This is what he had to say.
Oh, no. No, that's the same place you always have. Yeah.
Was it? I ain't never seen it.
I mean, he might check it periodically.
Somebody else questioned it too, because the question wouldn't have been asked.
It was more visible this week.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's the place I usually leave in the back because I let the other coaches do whatever they want. Oh, I took it out this week. Yeah, it's the one he always has.
Let's go to Reggie in Baltimore. What's up, Reggie?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Rob, how you like your Ravens cook? Fried, baked, sautéed, mashed, or fried?
Oh, is this Steelers?
You had no faith. You totally disrespected Tyler Huntley last week all day. You had no faith for him. You talked bad about him. He was this.
Hey, Reggie, I got news for you, bro. I still don't have faith in him. They gave that cat 36 carries. You think a win and averaging 5 yards a catch is going to make me change my opinion of Tyler Huntley? They gave the running back 36 carries. He had 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's how you won the game.
Football.
But Reggie, you called it here like he put up MVP. How do you like your Ravens? Fried, boiled. I like my Ravens winning. That's how I like my Ravens. I like them winning. And I still have no confidence and faith in Tyler Huntley. Saturday didn't change my opinion about him. He ran the ball 36 times, got 200 yards. What it did was prove what we said the week before. Instead of having Derrick Henry on the sidelines, he should have been on the field.
We know you love the Oreos. We know your Lord is loud.
I love the Oreos. I love the Ravens. I love them all. No, don't turn them down. Let them keep talking, because you sound silly. You sound foolish. I guess I love the Orioles when I didn't like Jorge Mateo, when I criticized him, when I criticized the hitting coach. I guess I never criticized
them. You ain't said worry about Cedric Mullins leaving. You ain't said worry about him get rid of Mullins. You ain't said worry about that.
Yeah, I didn't say get rid of Mullins.
You just said worry about when he got rid of.
I didn't say you should get rid of Cedric Mullins. Man, you're foolish now. You're foolish. And not only do I say it, Reggie, I say it then going to the clubhouse.
I thought that was Reggie Huntley at first, but then we got Reggie Mullins on.
What is he talking about?
I took that personal. You remember that Michael Jordan thing where he's looking at the iPad? He's like, I took that personal. He did it. He felt some kind of way about it.
How you like him fried? Come on, man. Stop.
He said fried twice, Joe?
Yeah, he did. First fried and last fried.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. Rob in Delaware. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, look. I'm usually a Mike Preston fan, but I was really disappointed with that article this weekend, man. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I remember the days of us having Kyle Bowler, of us having Tony Banks, and so on and so on. We've never had a franchise quarterback. All this man does is come here and win games. Win games. I don't know where you're getting your resources from. I don't know who's telling you he's playing games till 2 o'clock in the morning. Who's in his house telling you he's playing two games till 2 o'clock in the morning. But it wasn't he the one that said take the games out the locker room? So how's that immature? I'm just questioning where all this is coming from in a time where, you know, it's like the team is trying to get lifted up. And then
so you think he made it up? Do you think he made it up?
I don't know where you're getting your information from. But my thing is, all this man does is come here and win. And yet he's getting called immature. He's getting called soft for missing games. All this man does is win. We can go back to the Kyle Bowler days when the guy was just horrible. We have a prolific quarterback, future Hall of Fame quarterback, and yet he gets talked about like he's like we need to get rid of this guy. What are you talking about?
Are you done?
Yeah. I'm not done. I'm gonna let you talk.
Well, no, go ahead, finish.
Disappointed because my thing is like in the week where this coaching staff was absolutely horrible. The thing you write about is this kid Lamar Jackson. That's just done nothing but positive things in his community, great things for this team. You don't see him in the media for nothing negative except for what you guys write. Like I just don't understand where this is coming from. Like you got your resources, cool. You got your resources, but my thing is if this man is doing everything right to try to win games and be on the field with his team, like why not let that man just live his life and just try to win games?
So what are you going to tell that I'm not supposed to analyze and be critical of a star quarterback? That's not what I do. What I do is provide commentary. I provide analysis. That's what I get paid to do. I don't care if they win or they lose. That's not my job. My job is to provide that. And that's what I do. And if I see there's an issue going on with the team, I'm going to write about it. If you want to challenge my resources, you can, but the Ravens know. They know what's going on. They know I'm not going to just make up stuff and put it out there. Come on. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been covering the NFL since 1987.
It's hard to show up back out there when you make stuff up.
If you want to believe that, then you can believe that all you want. But I'm not going to just back off because, ooh, I'm afraid. I'm not going to do that.
Can I say one thing here? Because like the last time the Sun wrote that article about the games and everything, they had to come back and say something afterwards. Like, oh, we made
it wasn't the coaches. It was,
yeah, they had to come back. We still got time, but I haven't seen Mike have to come back and apologize for anything that he wrote or said anything.
That's not happening.
Exactly.
That's not happening.
So again, like I understand being upset at the situation and what was written and the timing of it, because it did take national, it went over the national media. As I said, Mike Preston was a household name. I was in North Carolina and we were talking about him. People asked me, is that stuff he wrote is true? I ain't never known him to lie, but what do you want me to tell you?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bite me at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we go around the NFL on the...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Fan.
Three on the play clock. Rodgers out of the gun. Looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete! Incomplete and no flag! The Browns have pulled off the upset.
The Browns holding the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the end zone, courtesy of CBS Sports, that sound. And Aaron Rodgers, we'll get to all the games, but Aaron Rodgers yesterday, 21-39 for 168.
Ugh.
Passer rating of 64.9. If I'm not mistaken, and I got to look at the play-by-play, didn't he throw like seven consecutive incomplete passes?
Sounds about right. I was watching most of that game. He was what some people might call not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
And to be fair to him, who are you throwing the ball to? I mean, yeah. You have the ghost of Adam Thielen running routes.
Yeah, but that last play of the game, and I know it was just the last play of the game, he threw it right at the defender's hand.
Oh, I'm not.
Like, he threw it right at, like, dude, you don't see his hand. His hand was already up here. You don't see his hand? I just.
I want to see. Who was the Steelers' leading receiver?
What did you
yesterday?
Say? You're not the old Aaron Rodgers. No, but you're just the old Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, definitely. I mean, there were some plays. I mean, he had no receivers, but there were just some questionable play calling in that game where you just kept wondering, what are you thinking? What are you seeing? Why are you doing these things?
Well, you called it WWE.
Yes. I mean, and when you looked at it, you kind of said, oh, my. And you know something, Rob? Ever since the Isaiah Likely touchdown pass against Pittsburgh, when he had those feet down, and I'm like, that's a touchdown. I don't care what you say.
Right.
It's a touchdown. And then you just kept thinking, like, I don't know.
To tell you how bad this is, look at who he was throwing. Pat Freiermuth had 63 yards receiving, and he had a 29-yard catch, but that was a broken play that he kept running until they caught him.
Right. That's like, generally what you do, though.
Yeah. Well,
you keep running until they catch you.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to sit here and talk about the big plays that Aaron Rodgers, he didn't push the ball downfield. His next largest play after that was 15 yards, and it was kind of the same thing. He was throwing to Scotty Miller, MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He went to him twice on what should have been their game-winning drive.
He asked for him to be there, so don't be complaining about it.
You bring your hands today? Damn, man.
Not just that. He looked like he ran the wrong route twice as well.
Yeah, because he looked irritated.
Yeah, he looked like he ran the wrong route twice.
Because what Aaron Rodgers does is he comes up there at the line of scrimmage, and he's telling you to go because he wants to run a hurry-up. And he's almost like playing backyard football with some of these guys. He's telling, pointing which way he wants him to go. And he goes the other way and he throws it and then he starts yelling at him.
All right, let's look at some of the big games over the weekend. Texans, Chargers. Texans win 20-16. Jeremy, did you learn more about the Texans or learn more about the Chargers in that game?
I'd say the Texans. They're for real. They're good. A lot more needs to happen, I think, offensively for them. But they've started to look better on that side of the ball. That defense is legit. I've talked about their corners. I was telling anyone that would listen to me, take Ladd McConkey under receptions. He caught a pass on the final drive of the game. They locked his ass down.
Is there a more Irish name than Ladd McConkey?
Oh, he's actually German.
He's German?
No, I don't know. It's got to be Irish.
That's not a more Irish name than Ladd McConkey. Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts. Mike, are the Jags legit?
Yeah. Yeah, and their quarterback is legit. He's played well in the last two, three, maybe four games going back, but you got to take him and put him into serious consideration for postseason and what goes forward, because that guy is playing extremely well, and some of the moves he's making down on the goal line when there's just one-on-one of him and he scores, he's got his act together.
Is Drake May the MVP, Jeremy?
I don't have a
His
problem.
His team wins 42-10 over the Jets, the Patriots over the Jets.
I don't have a problem if he wins it. He's had such a good year. I can't even argue it. Cause when I'm looking at, I was just going over, the top 40 quarterbacks in the league and where they rank as far as EPA. And I was telling you guys, Shador Sanders is dead last, but Drake May is number one. And if he wins the MVP, how can you have a problem with it? Like, if you've watched him play this year, he's made plays. He looks like a vet out there.
His placement inside the red zone is excellent.
I think in my heart of hearts, I was pulling for Matt Stafford, but I have no problem if Drake May wins it.
Seahawks beat the Panthers. Panthers might go to the playoffs, but they beat the Panthers 27-10 on the road. I'm going to ask you this question again, Mike Preston. Are the Seahawks legitimate?
Yes, they're for real. I don't know how far they'll go. They got some weaknesses, especially at the quarterback position. I'm still a little leery about him. But for the most part, they're sound as far as coaching, schematics. They're a threat, yes.
Eagles go to the, Buffalo and win 13-12 on a failed two-point conversion by the Bills. But, Jeremy, you like to take Josh Allen to task after this game.
He looked terrible yesterday. And let me just say this, because I don't want anybody, like you even said, I love Josh Allen.
You do?
I talk so highly of the
guy.
But
I don't want anybody to criticize him more than you, though.
Yeah, because he deserves it sometimes, and people don't want to, like, I don't get it. If we watched a handful of guys play the way Josh Allen played yesterday, the media would be like, what's wrong with him? Something's going on. They're like, he's still a Kent. He's the MVP. He's the guy doing this. He's carrying. Some guy said he's trying to carry that whole team. I was like, he's got the leading rusher in football. What are you talking about? It's the reason Lamar couldn't win the MVP last year.
Jeremy, I'm very disappointed that you would criticize Josh Allen.
I got sources. But no, like he had a couple of really bad plays. He missed the two-point conversion at the end.
I got a text. This is from an unnamed source. I know who it is. They said Josh Allen was seen up till 3 a.m. playing video games on Saturday night.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why he didn't have a good game yesterday.
Probably fell asleep in the meeting.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Missed the meeting to go out with his wife.
Bears 49ers last night. They scored a combined 80 points. Mike Preston, do you like both of these teams or are the Bears fraudulent?
49ers and Purdy playing pretty well. I mean, and they're scoring points. That's kind of what you want, and you want to get it from your quarterback play. So, I think he's very serious. The Bears.
I like them.
I think they're a year away.
I think it's funny you said that because I told Jeremy earlier today, I think Caleb Williams is a year away from being that dude. I think he's got that dude in him. I do. I don't know if that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, he does paint his nails.
That didn't sound right.
Did he get that dude in him?
You know what I mean.
Which dude was it?
You know what I mean. Hey. Mike Preston's report card at 7:30. We'll get to some of these phone calls. You guys are waiting to talk, but bite me on the other side. Sound for the post-game press conference on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.